Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, we're going to be speaking with singer-songwriter Jesus Bass, and Rob DeWalt will be with us speaking of the arts. I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Sarah Schmidt. She's regional field organizer for Amnesty International USA, and Susan Tarman, who is the local chapter coordinator for Amnesty International. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So let's start with you, Susan. There is a write-a-thon as we speak going on here at the Santa Fe Baking Company. What's happening?
That's correct. Well, we got these beautiful packets from Amnesty USA. It contains all of the cases, the history of the cases of the prisoners of conscience that we are writing on behalf of and to.
And the prisoners of conscience, Sarah Schmidt, tell us what that's all about.
Well, each year, Amnesty International USA hosts Write for Rights, which is the world's largest letter-writing event, calling for the release of a number of prisoners of conscience. And these are people from all over the world who have been put in prison because of their beliefs, their gender, sexual orientation, race, or ethnicity. And we are writing for their release.
What are some examples of the people, Sarah, that we're writing for, that Amnesty is writing for this year, this time around?
One of the cases that we're writing for this year is a young man named Jabar Savalan from Azerbaijan. He is a youth activist who was detained and put in prison after sending a message using his Facebook account. Another case we're working on this year are two students in Iran, Majid Tavakoli and Bahareh Hedayat. They are both youth leaders who have been put in prison after speaking out following the 2009 elections in Iran. Majid is serving an 8.5-year sentence for speaking at a rally. That is his crime.
The young man from Azerbaijan, he was detained after using Facebook. Was it because of what he said on Facebook or what?
Correct. Just hours after posting a message on Facebook calling for protests against the government, he told his family that he was being followed. The following day, the police arrested him and discovered marijuana in his coat pocket. We do believe that the drugs were planted on him and that he has actually been put in jail because of his perceived threat to the government. So we believe him to be a prisoner of conscience on those grounds.
And you have a Peace Prize laureate from China.
We do. Liu Xiaobao, the recipient of the 2010 Nobel Peace Prize, remains in prison in China for seeking political and legal reforms. He was charged with inciting subversion of state power. He was sentenced in 2009, and we have been working for his release since that time, and he is one of the 15 cases we are highlighting this year.
And there's more cases. There's a man in Cameroon whose crime seems to be being gay?
That's correct. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison on charges of homosexuality, which in Cameroon is a crime. He was arrested just this past March, and he is being held in a central prison in the capital of Cameroon. He is at risk of both physical attack and other inhuman and degrading treatment based on his perceived sexuality.
And there's so many more. I mean, we can't talk about them all, but let's talk about some of the women who are on the list.
Sure. A number of women on the list are part of a group in Zimbabwe called Women of Zimbabwe Arise, also known as WOZA. And these activists are part of a human rights organization, WOZA, and they have been repeatedly arrested, beaten sexually and physically, assaulted in prison based on their organizing of peaceful demonstrations to protest social, economic, and political conditions in Zimbabwe. We've been working for their case for a number of years because they're at constant risk of being put in prison. We've worked very closely with their leader, Jenny Williams, who has told us that she is alive today only because members of Amnesty International have spoken out for her over the years. We're also working on a case in the United States, a young woman in Louisiana named Christy Sharami, who was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole as a minor when she was only 16 years old, which is a violation of a number of international laws to sentence anyone to life in prison who is under the age of 18 at the time of their crime.
So there's American citizens on the list, too.
We do. We have 3 of our 15 cases are in currently in the United States. Christy in New Orleans, in Louisiana. Reggie Clemens, who is in Missouri. And Shakir Amer, who is a detainee at Guantanamo Bay Prison.
I have been following this whole issue of the Defense Authorization Act and Provision 1031 that would allow for indefinite detention without an attorney, without trial, without anything for American citizens under the guise of the war against terror. If the President of the United States doesn't veto that bill, in other words, if he signs that bill into law, which has already been passed, it's going to be all, Amnesty International is basically going to be having its whole load full with American citizens if we're not careful.
That's correct. Amnesty International is very concerned about the National Defense Authorization Act. It has a number of concerning provisions that are in violation of human rights standards at the international level. The risk of being charged and detained without charge is a very real concern for Amnesty International. We've been working on behalf of a number of prisoners currently held at Guantanamo and other locations around the world, and this would expand that into a much broader realm for American citizens, making the entire United States essentially open to this sort of detention without charge and without trial, without seeing the evidence brought against somebody.
Do you sense, Sarah and Susan, that the people of this country have any idea what's going on? I mean, this is essentially military dictatorship kind of rules.
I would say that a lot of American citizens are not aware that this is going on, that a number of the provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act have not been publicized as broadly as we would like, that the declaration of the entire United States as a battlefield, the concerns around detention without charge, that there are a number of things that would affect everyday citizens that people are very much unaware of.
I'm disturbed. This is Susan. I'm disturbed by the little information we get in mainstream media. That's a very important thing. The COP 17 climate change conference is going now in Durban. People just don't seem to be aware of these things that are going on that will affect their lives, and it's never brought up in the news. That's a problem I'm having.
It is a big problem. A friend of mine came over the other day and said, who's from South America, and said, "Do you understand what this is?" He said, "I lived through the military dictatorship. It's not like they're going to differentiate between innocent and guilty. They just take people away, and it gets very, very ugly. And horrible violence has to ensue in order to undo that."
And, you know, bringing it back to what we're talking about and bringing it back to the write-a-thon, you know, we think we're helping people who are in prison and alone and in despair. But I really, the reason that keeps me holding the write-a-thon every year is that it connects me. If someone is imprisoned, I am imprisoned. This isn't just happening to some person in Zimbabwe. This is happening if someone is imprisoned in Zimbabwe. We ourselves are imprisoned here. And until everybody starts to be treated fairly and equitably, we are all on the same dangerous path, like we're talking about, is happening with the Defense Authorization Bill.
Sarah Schmidt, how effective are these amnesty protests and letter-writing campaigns historically?
Amnesty is celebrating its 50th year this year, and what we have seen over the last 5 decades is incredible response to the letters, the petitions, the emails, and the phone calls that Amnesty International members make all over the world. For the last 50 years, we have seen tens of thousands, over 40,000 individuals released from jail, rescued from torture, or aided in other ways following action by Amnesty International. The 2011 Nobel Peace Prize winner Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was an activist for peaceful change in the mid-80s when she was jailed. After Amnesty International campaigned for her release, The Liberian authorities bowed to that pressure, released her, and she is now the president of Liberia. And that's just one case of the tens of thousands that have been certainly instrumental for that individual, but also looking at the global arena, people who are human rights leaders and leaders of countries and nations all over the world have benefited from the work of Amnesty International.
This is also the world's largest annual human rights event. It takes place in countries around the globe. And last year, there were over 600,000 actions taken on behalf of prisoners of conscience during this very week. We do it every year.
And so you have people all over basically in every country doing this?
Oh, yes. I mean, there's people from South Korea to South Dakota, Portugal to Peru, Canada to Croatia. Last year, we wrote on behalf of 12 people, and 6 of those 12, 50% of the people we wrote on behalf of and to were either released or their conditions were bettered by our actions. And I do have to say, we write postcards to the prisoners themselves. We hear constantly that those postcards they got from us, which is only a line or two saying, don't despair, you're not forgotten, has literally saved their sanity.
Yeah, I mean, your sanity is going to be a big part of it when you're in prison like that with no knowledge that you're ever going to be free again. Now, we're talking to Susan Tarman here in Santa Fe and Sarah Schmidt in California. You're doing this write-a-thon now. How long will you be here at the Santa Fe Baking Company?
We will be here until noon. We started at 8 a.m. and we'll be here until noon. And as I said before, come as you are. We have everything you need. We have the paper. We have the envelopes. We have the addresses. We have postcards. We were given a huge stack free of charge from a Paper Tiger of these beautiful picture postcards taken landscapes around New Mexico.
Oh, nice.
And it's all here. Just come in, grab a cup of coffee, and start writing.
And Sarah, what's going on where you are?
We're having a number of events all over California. Here in San Francisco, we're supporting a number of local Amnesty International chapters holding their own write-a-thons. Just last night in our Western Regional Office, we held a Human Rights Day celebration and a write-a-thon featuring a former prisoner of conscience, Bu Dongwei, who was also imprisoned in China, who was released after a write-a-thon several years ago. We're supporting a number of student chapters also holding their write-a-thons. There are public events happening across New Mexico, including a Slamnesty at New Mexico State University, sponsored by 2 high school Amnesty International chapters using their own words to express themselves and call for the release of others who have been imprisoned because of what they've said and spoken out. We have over 60,000 people signed up to host events just in the United States over this 11-day period.
Tell us about this film called Stories from Guantanamo.
On January 11th, that will mark the 10th anniversary of the bringing of detainees to Guantanamo. And Amnesty is doing they're calling out to all the local groups to do some sort of action. They'd love us all to go to Washington, D.C. There's going to be a huge protest there. However, here in Santa Fe, we're going to be showing the movie Stories from Guantanamo. We're going to hopefully be showing it at the Blacksbach Theater at CCA. I'm talking to Jason Silverman now regarding that venue. It is shows how we got our detainees, how we shipped them over here, and then it's interviews of the detainees who have been released. It's moving. It is educational, and in many cases, it's shocking. We were talking a moment ago about how little the everyday person knows what's going on in our government and in our names. I urge people to come and see the show, Stories from Guantanamo, because we get eyewitness reports of how these people were treated. And speaking of the gentleman we're going to be writing for,
And by the way, when that film is, if and when that film is screened, we'll probably do a show on it.
That would be terrific.
Yeah.
The gentleman, Shaker Amer, he is described in this film by so many of these detainees as being the man who kept their spirits up, the man who never loses hope. He's been abused in prison because he is such a force of positive energy for these men that are still there. Again, not charged with a crime, is just sitting in prison, and I that's one man I'm definitely going to be writing for today.
We're talking to Susan Tarman, who is here in Santa Fe, right here in the Santa Fe Baking Company. She's the local chapter coordinator for Amnesty International, and Sarah Schmidt, regional field organizer for Amnesty International USA. You can find Amnesty on the web at amnestyusa.org. You can find Susan and the whole gang here at the Baking Company until noon.
Come on down.
Come on down, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else that either of you wants to let people know before we go?
Now, I would love to share a quote from a former prisoner of conscience, if that's all right.
Please.
It's a man named Julio de Peña Valdez. He was released in 1974 from underground solitary confinement in the Dominican Republic, and his experience really speaks to the power of the letters, each individual letter. He says, "When the first 200 letters came, the guards gave me back my clothes. Then the next 200 letters came, and the prison director came to see me. When the next pile arrived, the director got in touch with his superior. The letters kept coming, all 3,000 of them. The president was informed. The letters still kept arriving, and the president called the prison and told them to let me go."
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you so
Charlotte.
Much.
And we're listening to music by Jesus Bas, who is joining us here at the Radio Cafe at the Santa Fe Baking Company. He's a singer-songwriter, cantautor. His new disc is called Ruta 66, Route 66, and he will be playing tonight at Gig here in Santa Fe on 2nd Street at 7:30 in the evening. Bienvenido.
Un placer estar aquí.
So, you are a singer-songwriter and you work in lots of different styles. I wish we could introduce people to all the different kinds of music on the disc, but there is the influence of music of Spain, which is where you're from. Is that where you began? Was traditional Spanish music?
No, actually, when I was a kid, what I heard the most was a lot of flamenco, because my dad was a flamenco aficionado, so when we will go in the car, you know, that's what I would hear. But of course, you know, once I grew up, it's like, that's the music of my father. So I was more into Led Zeppelin, you know, and rock and roll and all of that, and jazz. So, and I think it was after I came to the States, you know, and I guess, you know, you become more homesick or idealizing your home, you know, which, so I got more into it. And that's why in my music there is like a lot of mixed, not because I try to do it like that, just because when I'm writing something, it just comes up naturally, you know, like some songs sound like a little bit bluesy, some more sound. In this CD, Ruta 66, there is something like a paso doble, and another tune that sounds like a tango, something sounds like a Brazilian tune. And I mean that sounds like, because I didn't pretend to write a tango or a bossa nova or something like that. It's just the way it came up. So,
how did you learn, I mean, not only to play the guitar, but also to write songs and use your voice and your instrument in a creative way?
Well, in the beginning, I just wanted to be a guitarist, you know, more like a studio musician. So my first focus was the guitar, but that was always singing, actually, you know, because always, you know, the music in the car and that. Eventually, while I was playing for some bands in Madrid, they would tell me, man, you should sing, you know, because at some point I was singing some song and say, don't stop singing. So then I started like a little bit, you know, trying and singing more songs. And eventually, when I was in Spain, I wanted to work as a solo. So I started learning more songs and learned to sing. So that's how I started with the singing stuff, you know. And eventually, I started writing songs. I mean, it's been a long, long process, you know.
You were talking about some of your influences in terms of flamenco, in terms of Latin jazz and Latin pop and all of those. Are there any particular artists who you really love and have internalized?
When people ask me that, it's like I cannot really put the... How say I like to put the finger on the... What's that called?
Yeah.
Apologies. So I can't, because it's been such a long process. Like when I was a kid, you know, a teenager, I was in love, you know, like with Carlos Santana or Mark Knopfler from the Dire Straits, and that has nothing to do to what I do now, but somehow it's ingrained there.
Yeah,
you
maybe
know.
It's in there.
It's all in there, not in a conscious way, but I cannot say like some other people, like, oh, you know what, I got into blues because of Stevie Ray Vaughan, or I got into flamenco because Paco de Lucía.
Right.
I never had like a father music figure or something like that.
So you'll be playing a bunch of different songs tonight at Gig, mm-hmm. both from your new disc and Ruta 66, and maybe some of your older stuff too. You've been at this for a long time.
Yes, I have two old albums from 2000 and 2001, and then I have
A cassette tape from the days of cassette tapes.
So I've been doing this for a long time. So tonight I will focus first on just playing this new music, because the CD is pretty long. It's almost 1 hour. It's 13 songs. It's all guitar and vocals, except for a couple of instrumentals.
Yeah, like the one we were just hearing a moment.
Yes, that's called Caminando.
Right.
It's a really, really old song that it came to me, I don't know, maybe like 15, 20 years ago. And I have never recorded until now. So first, I would like to play that and probably like some songs from the some classics from Jesús Bass, from the old CDs. And let's see how the night goes, you know, if we have like a good turnout. I'm open always for requests.
Excellent. And for people who've never heard the music before, Jesus is a terrific performer whom I've seen play on a number of occasions and absolutely world class, in my opinion, which I don't say lightly. Jesus, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Jesús Bass, singer-songwriter, cantautor, his new disc, Ruta 66, Route 66, once again, at Gig Performance Space on 2nd Street, tonight at 7:30 in the evening. We're going to go out with a little bit more music by Jesús Bass.
Come to see me.
Con la duda moribunda de pedir o no disculpas a quienes dieron oídos a mis trovas vagabundas, con la frente ya marchita de tan negras margaritas, me pregunto con espanto si es mentira lo que canto. ¿Cuántos disparates he firmado, embaucado por el sueño del que me quedé prendado? Que atontado por los besos que no dio, yo me vi preso de la tinta y el alcohol. ¿Cuántas letanías derramadas no serán una redada de las hormonas cansadas de jugar al solitario, que en el cuartito aledaño te dibuja un corazón, te dibuja un corazón.
I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning. Are you as cold as I am?
I'm warming up now here.
Do you notice how at the baking company there's fake frost painted on the windows and then there's actual frost on top of the fake frost?
There's real frost on the windows. Yeah. And yes, there is some frosty art on the lower parts of the windows. But it's warm in here. Drink that coffee, baby.
Okay. How are you?
I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, I am too. It was 14 degrees out in Glorieta when I left the house this morning. So
I know somebody who is working up in Colorado right now, and it was 8 below a little while ago.
Yeah. It's too cold. I mean, it was colder last year, but it's still too cold.
Yeah, and this year's not over yet.
No, I know. It's going to get worse before it gets better, people.
You know, I'm going to just put the cats up front.
You're just going to put the cats up front?
I am going to put the cats up front. Give a deserving kitty a second chance and adopt a cat from Felines and Friends.
There you go.
A local cat's rescue. This week's featured kitty is Shamrock. She's a beautiful young girl with short black coat, social, sweet, and playful. She can be your cuddly companion this holiday season. If you would like to adopt Shamrock, call 505-316-2281. Or you can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
I think
there's also going to be cats in Petco and an adoption on Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4 at Tecatoo in Sambusco, and first Saturdays in Sambusco from 10 to 2.
That's
a lot of cats.
There's I believe also that there's the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society is doing a sort of special adoption special. So now until some future time during the holiday season, if you adopt a pet, you get a goodie bag, and there's all kinds of things going on. If you go to their website, I'm sure you can find out more.
Yes, indeed.
Tons of stuff going on this weekend. Of course, it's Holiday Palooza. All the holiday events are starting to unfold, you know. I mean, that, and we're sort of reaching the centennial of our statehood, so.
I know. I got an invitation for some gigantic statehood gala.
Is that the one that's at the convention center?
I think so,
That's right. I think Fine Arts for Children and Teens, their kids and teens are going to be doing some art for that big hullabaloo. There's a huge spread in Pasa Tiempo by James Keller today on page 37. Sort of outlining all of the classical music events that are happening in and around Santa Fe during the holidays. And they're all sort of portioned out, and there's descriptions, and there's dates, and there's ticket and contact information and stuff. And so if you want to figure out where to go to hear great holiday music of the classical variety, please check that out in the Pasa Tiempo today. On the cover of Pasa Tiempo today is His Majesty, Kinky Friedman.
Kinky Friedman.
Yes, Kinky Friedman. I had a chance to talk to Kinky a couple of weeks ago, and he's going to be in town. Actually, he's flying solo this time. He doesn't have his Texas Jew Boy band with him.
Uh-huh.
But he's going to be performing on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. out there at Santa Fe Soul, the old Santa Fe Brewing Company location. He's going to be rolling out his new tequila as well, and signing books and all the other things that Kinky Friedman does. And there's He has his own tequila called Man in Black Tequila. I think it's being released next month, but he's sort of going to be sharing some of it with the audience.
Excellent.
On Saturday.
Is it like through fire hoses?
No.
Okay.
No. But it's called Man in Black Tequila. It's kind of an ode to Johnny Cash and some other folks, that Zorro.
Kinky Friedman, tell us a little bit about Kinky Friedman, because he is a man of many talents.
He's a man of many talents.
He ran for governor.
He ran for governor of Texas twice. I think he lost the primary in 2010, running, I believe, as a Democrat. and now he considers himself a disgruntled independent. But you know,
don't we all?
Don't we all? You know, with all this great stuff that's happening with Rick Perry right now, he's got some interesting things to say about Rick Perry and Texas politics. Kiki Friedman is—he wrote some interesting
like his
songs.
Ad, like his ad. You know something's wrong with our country when gay people can serve openly in the military. That's one of his ads.
Right. Yeah. Is that the one where he's wearing the jacket that Heath Ledger wore in Brokeback Mountain? It's true. Look it up. Anyway, Kiki Friedman is on his Kiki Friedman Hanukkah tour, singing old classics like "They Don't Make Jews Like Jesus Anymore" and "Put Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed," I believe is what it's called. So he's got a long history of musicianship, hanging out with some great country music legends throughout his life, and he's pretty much one himself, I think, at this point. We can say that, but he has some interesting things to say in this interview about the direction of country music and the direction of politics.
Excellent.
And so he's going to be performing, and also Anthony Leon of Anthony Leon and the Chain is going to be opening with a solo set. Tickets are available at the Lenzic, 988-1234. Again, the concert is on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Santa Fe Soul, and there's a story in today's Boston Tempo on page 40.
Excellent.
And he never fails to both surprise and offend. So
he's not at the Lenzic?
No, he's not at the Lenzic.
Ah. I was going to stroll on over to the Lenzic. Glad you, glad you're here.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. That's why they pay me the big bucks.
All right, let's see. Friday, December 9th, Sunday, December 11th, Friday, December 16th, a Christmas offering, Santa Fe Women's Ensemble in the First Presbyterian Church at 3 o'clock at 208 Grant Avenue. And they've been doing 31 consecutive seasons with music, including, let's see, tomorrow's program. The current program is Winter Cantata by Vincent Persichetti, accompanied by Charlie Droback on flute and Angel Gabriel Goulden on marimba. So, lots of good stuff.
Sweet. There's a lot of great music in town. This is one of my favorites. It sort of happens every semester. Jason Goodyear teaches this class out at the Santa Fe Community College called Intro to Reason and Live. Reason and Live are both sort of music software.
I thought you were going to say reason and logic.
No. So every semester, as their final exam, his students have to get up on stage and perform in front of the general public. And they're going to be out tonight at the Santa Fe Complex Digs on 2nd Street. And the bands are Loudmouth Bass, Panzerkunst, LEM, Space Filet, and SFK. These are all made-up names of his students. But expect a lot of hip-hop and dubstep and stuff like that. And there's no charge for this, and it's an all-ages event. And it's called Outer Space Bass, so it's kind of space-themed. You know the drink Tang? You know,
yeah,
the orange drink? They're going to have a Tang bar.
It's powdered orange juice,
yes,
drink.
They're going to have a Tang bar at this event.
When I was in college, Tang meant something else.
Yeah, it still does. But for our purposes, it's a delicious powdery orange drink that is a astronaut favorite.
The other thing it meant had to do with drinking beer very rapidly.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
And also, another show on so the night after Kiki Friedman out at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, Trampled by Turtles, which is, you know, you don't think of Minnesota as a hotbed of new grass, but these guys are pretty cool. You know, they're sort of punky Well, it's a mixture of bluegrass styles, but they're performing at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Doors open at 6, and tickets are available through soulofsantafe.com. William Elliott Whitmore, who's kind of a picker singer-songwriter, is going to be opening. That's going to be a fun show as well. Tons of events. And speaking of Centennial, the Centennial Project space over there on San Francisco Street, sort of above Haagen-Dazs, they have an opening tonight. Runaways, work by Susanna Carlisle and Bruce Hamilton, and there's a reception from 5 to 7.
Yes, I got that message as well.
That shows up through, what, December 30th. And there's a story about it today.
Excellent.
In Paso Tiempo on page 54.
Wonderful. And don't forget Heidi Lowe and Porcelain Gallery,
yes,
Holiday Sparkle opening exhibition today from 5 to 7:30. And Heidi is featuring her creative nod to the Fabergé egg legacy, 22-karat gold eggs and all kinds of good things. And she's a lovely artist, and it's over there on 315 Johnson Street in Santa Fe.
Huh.
Huh.
What an interesting use of a building. In the former location of Borders Books and Music in Sambusco Center over there on Montezuma Avenue.
Yeah.
I know that there's a cafe tucked in there, but tonight from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. there's a reception for an exhibit of railroad photographs from 1891 to 1915 by Willis W. Vail, who passed away in 1951. So I'm not sure if these are all railroad photographs of sort of the Santa Fe, you know, railroad or what, but old photographs are always fun to look at, and at least the space is getting some good use.
Yeah, that's, you know, a big space.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many photographs are in there, but
I don't know where I'm going to buy my dog calendars this year. Well, maybe the pet stores.
Maybe the pet stores, yeah. The pet stores would have them.
Annual book sale, Clear Light Books at 851 San Mateo. They're having a big sale on books, posters, photography, and gifts Saturday, 10 to 6, and the next Saturday as well. Lots of Native American stuff. Clear Light Publishers publishes a lot of Tibetan and Native American-themed books. Mm-hmm. They have a great catalog.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
I believe also Radius Books, I think it starts on Monday, Radius Books, which is Radius Books is a local publisher. They're having a week-long sale of books, you know, created right here. A lot of them are photography books. And I believe the sale starts on Monday. And Radius Books is a week-long sale, 20% off books from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday through December 16th. It's over there on East Palace Avenue, 227 East Palace Avenue. They have a website, but you can also call 983-4068 for more information on the sale. Great books over there. I can always tell. I can walk into my editor's office, and I can tell if there's a Radius book on her desk just by the way it's shaped.
They're beautiful, beautiful
books. Very
beautiful
books.
And I went up to their space once, and it's a beautiful, beautiful space.
I know.
It's sort
I was of like
in that space, you would have to create lovely books.
I know. Well, you look around and you go, because there's like this, the top of the wall on one side is sort of at an angle. It looks very sort of modern inside.
It's very modern inside. It's like you've walked into a different city.
Yeah.
You're no longer in Southwest Charm.
It's a cool and cozy place.
Yep.
And I believe on the 16th, Gay Block photographer is going to be there signing books, and she's also going to be taking Polaroids.
Gay Block has a wonderful new book.
Yeah. I interviewed her last week, and there'll be a story on the 16th.
Excellent.
About Gay Block. But back to this week.
Yes.
This is the final weekend of Unit 113, which is the play developed by Santa Fe Performing Arts and Chimera, which is the sort of educational outreach partnership between CCA and the Meow Wolf Art Collective. And there's a performance tonight at 7 p.m. at Armory for the Arts. And there are other performances. You can call 984-1370 to find out more. But this is an interesting play.
Did you go?
I haven't been.
Gotta
go. I'm supposed to go tonight, but
I don't
we
think
shall
I've
see.
Missed any Meow Wolf thing yet.
Yeah. No, that's I haven't either. That's why I think I really need to go to
yeah.
this. I'm working tomorrow, so maybe I'll go tomorrow night.
Okay.
I'll be in town. Moonlight and Magnolias continues.
Yep.
Right? I believe December 18th is the last performance. Santa Fe Playhouse. It's Ron Hutchinson's comedy about the making of the movie Gone with the Wind, which
yeah.
I think is totally cool.
It is totally cool.
And then I heard this yesterday. I think, was it yesterday that you interviewed Scott Shooker, the guy who did this?
Yeah, How Right You Are.
How Right You Are. A satirical and critical look at the Tea Party.
Yep.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
Scott's a hoot. He's great.
This sounds like a lot of fun. There's a performance tonight at 7:30 p.m., and there's a second performance on Saturday, December 10th.
At
Eggman and Walrus. Yeah.
Hey, the Collected Works Bookstore today at 6 o'clock, a poetry reading from the New Mexico School of the Arts students, and then opera briefing and breakfast series, Faust with Don Finnebar, or Finebar, not sure how you say that. That's tomorrow morning at 9:30. I guess it's before the opera, the high-definition opera over at the Lenzic. And that's at Collected Works. And then there's a benefit on Saturday for Assistance Dogs of the West, featuring Allie McGraw and Judith Newton. And Judith Newton has a series of children's books about this wonderful dog.
Yeah.
And the current book is called Nito and Chloe Love Carrots, the continuing tale of an assistance dog of the West. It's the fourth in that series. And that's tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon. And then a poetry reading on Monday with Cynthia West and Meredith Treat. They're reading their latest pieces Monday at 6 in the evening. And then Thursday of next week, Thursday, December 15th, at 6 o'clock, Nancy Hunter Warren will be talking about her book, Pueblo Dancing, and we're going to have her on, I think, a day or two before, or maybe the day of, I can't remember what day we're scheduled, but we're going to have Nancy on the air, and she's an amazing photographer.
Yes.
Who has lost her sight, but she still remembers, like, every picture you talk about. She's sort of
That's amazing. There's a story, I believe, by Casey Sanchez in today's Paso Tiempo about the Pueblo Dancing book.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful book. God, there's a lot of beautiful books out there.
And we get to see a lot of them.
We do.
And talk about them.
We do. What is it? Las Posadas is on Sunday. It's the procession that they do every year that recreates Mary and Joseph's journey through Bethlehem.
Yeah.
It's from 5:30 to 7. It begins on the plaza and ends at the Palace of the Governors. And don't use the Blue Gate entrance. This is Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Use the West Palace Avenue entrance. There's no charge for this. Go to palaceofthegovernors.org. You can find out a little bit more about Las Posadas.
Excellent. And let's not forget, the Metamorphosis Documentation Program is having a holiday fundraising sale to support their Day of the Dead projects. And they are selling at the Santa Fe Institute to the 10th and the 11th. What's that? Saturday and Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
From 10 to 5, collectible vintage textiles from Bolivia at La Paz prices, and which is amazing. I went there once, and he's not kidding. And all sorts of crafts and textiles from Michoacan and Oaxaca, also at excellent prices. And a portion of the proceeds will also benefit the Santa Fe Art Institute. For more information, go to, call 984-3295. And their work is terrific. The Metamorphosis, they're documenting the whole cultural production of a village in Oaxaca, and they bring the folks from Oaxaca up here to do their dances and stuff, and they're videotaping and making movies about it. They're fantastic. So Santa Fe Art Institute.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, this is one. This one didn't make it into Paso Tiempo, but I wanted to let people know there's a Toys for Tots fundraiser tonight, and that is at the Tin Star Saloon. Bill Palmer's band, TV Killers, and this great band from Espanola called Imperial Rooster are going to be performing. All proceeds from, I believe, maybe cover, maybe drinks, I'm not sure, but all proceeds are going to benefit Toys for Tots, which is, of course, is going to help bring tons of toys and joy to kids in Santa Fe who would otherwise not have access to toys.
Excellent.
So, doing some good out there. And I also heard the other day you talking to Jonathan Richards.
Yeah.
About John Brown's Body.
John Brown's Body.
Which is an
epic
poem.
It's one of the few, if not the only, major long American epic poem. And it's about the Civil War. It's by somebody named Stephen Vincent Benet.
Yes.
Who apparently was a towering literary figure in his time. And has been perhaps a little bit forgotten, but shouldn't be.
But shouldn't be, yes.
And what's the when and where?
Let me see. The when and where is, if I can find it, I just lost it. I just flipped away from it. So I will find it. Here it is. Okay, John Brown's Body. This is with Jonathan Richards, Bob Martin, Ally McGraw, and Molly Sturgis.
What a cast.
I know. 7 p.m. Sunday. That's this Sunday, December 11th, at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. Tickets available, of course, at the Lenzic, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org. Now, I understand that they're not doing the whole thing. It's sort of a condensed version, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be. Otherwise, they'd be there.
The whole thing would take 4 hours.
Yeah, I know.
And there are a lot of patient people in this world, but sitting for 4 hours listening to an epic poem may be a bit much. No, the thing is, it's a poem. It wasn't written as a theater piece, so it had to be adapted for the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Santa Fe Art Institute is also having an open studios this coming Thursday, the 15th of December at 5:30. It's free, and there are several artists, one from the Bronx, one from Copenhagen, Denmark, and one from Detroit, Michigan. So that's a pretty wide sampling of current art.
Yeah.
And they're all residents at the Santa Fe Art Institute, and it's always great when you go over there to those open studios because you get to see just a window into what they're doing all over the world.
You read my mind. I was just going to read that listing out. So.
But
those are fun. Michelle LaFlamme-Childs, she emails us every week and says, please mention it on the radio, and we always do because they're a lot of fun.
They're good.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, and and Santa Fe Art Institute, I mean, what else can you say about it? It's just, it's a great place.
It's a wonderful, deeply wonderful place. One more that I've got right here. To honor the work of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, Southwest Seminars presents a lecture by Stephen R. Fox, environmental historian, writer, and author, on Monday, December 12th. It's titled John Muir and the Religion of Nature. It's at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe. There is a little admission fee, and refreshments will be served. New Mexico Environmental Law Center is awesome.
Yes. We're not going to forget about movies this week, are we?
Movies?
Movies. Films, we call them.
Movies.
In the biz.
Movies is what cat lovers call them.
Okay. Werner Herzog's new film, Into the Abyss, is opening at the CCA Cinematheque.
It has to be good.
It is good.
Is
I won't say it's his best. I reviewed it in today's Positiempo. It's a very moving and emotionally charged story about the execution of this guy, this 28-year-old fellow who, at the age of 19, was convicted of murdering three people, along with somebody else. One guy got a life sentence. This kid was murdered. Werner Herzog interviewed him in prison 8 days before his execution, and then interviewed friends and family members and of the victims and whatnot. It's a compelling film, but it's a little bit protracted. But it's Werner Herzog. So
a protracted Werner Herzog movie?
Yes.
Why?
But this one more than most. And then also, and this is pretty cool, I tried to watch some of this last night, Blackhorn, which is a Bolivian Western. So we've got Sam Shepard, right, and Eduardo Noriega. And it's basically, if you think about Butch Cassidy living on in Bolivia, and Robert Knott.
You got
to
see it.
Yeah, you have to see it to believe it. But if you're into Butch Cassidy, you're going to love this film. And it's Sam Shepard. Come on.
Yeah, the great Bolivian actor.
Yeah.
Saturday at 11 o'clock right here on KSFR, Camp Love Wave presents part one of Taryn's conversation with Governor Jesse Ventura about his books, his TV show Conspiracy Theories on True TV, Occupy Wall Street, and an intimate discussion about the need for heroes in today's world.
Amen. Amen. Hey, can I mention that the Santa Fe New Mexican is doing a food drive for the Food Depot this year?
You just did.
If you drop off some non-perishable canned food items or boxed dry food items, proteins are a big one. But you can drop them off at the Santa Fe New Mexican during business hours, like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and we'll collect all the food and bring it over to the Food Depot, which is Northern New Mexico's food bank. They do good works. We're trying to get as much food as possible this year.
And
we have an entire room empty that we want to fill with food.
Excellent.
So if you're walking by and you just happen to have a can of corn in your pocket, just pop in.
Well, there's probably, my guess is that most of our listeners will have something in their closet, in their cabinet, kitchen
yes.
cabinet, that they decide they're not going to use. But the other thing you can do is you can just buy an extra can of something.
Yeah.
Next time you're shopping and just bring that extra can.
Wait
over
for
there.
The sales, you know, when peanut butter is on sale and you know, or anything is on sale and you can get 5 for $1 or 4 for $1, just fill up a bag and bring it over.
Tomorrow at from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Taos Public Library, Keith McHenry will be talking about his new book, Hungry for Peace. And we had a very quick little mini conversation with him yesterday about this book, but he's going to be here next week on Tuesday talking about the book at length. And he's a wonderful activist. He started Food Not Bombs 30
yes.
years ago and has really got his finger on the pulse. My goodness, it's time to go.
And we got to movies this time.
And we got to movies this time. And ladies and gentlemen, I get way more email than I can possibly do all the announcements of. I'm very sorry if we didn't get to your announcement. I do my best and try again next time. Meanwhile, thanks to all of our wonderful KSFR listeners for all your support. We're going to be doing a one-day fun drive on Thursday of next week.
Ah.
So be ready to make that year-end gift if you are so inclined. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. And Jazz a la Carta is up after the news. Rob DeWalt. You gonna have a nice weekend?
I'm gonna have a great weekend.
You gonna go see Unit 113?
I'm probably gonna go see it tomorrow night. That and Kinky.
And, oh yeah, that's right, both things. And, hey, I didn't mention it, Santa Fe Soul on Saturday at 7:30, similar to Fire, Chanting, and Poetry to the Feminine.
Huh.
That's what it says here.
Anyway,
yep. Hasta la vista, Rob DeWalt. Hasta la vista, everybody. See you Monday.
Yeah, see you Monday. Stay warm. Yeah. Pets inside, please.
Yeah, pets inside, ladies and gentlemen. They are just not built to stay out in 0 degree weather. Hasta la vista. Ciao.